Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your show's host, Anna Renault, and I'm always excited to be talking about some things that I think most people find interesting, and today it's certainly going to be the health of our stomach. It's called our gut. Is our gut healthy? Are we creating problems for ourselves? Are there issues that we really need to be addressing, especially in terms of healthcare costs, and all those kinds of things? Before we jump into the show, I do ask people to remember the shows are recorded, and you can always go back and listen to the show again, and certainly share the link with folks that you feel might be interested or that they really need to know this kind of information. I also announce our airtime sponsor, and for the month of September, that has been Ginny Robertson, LLC. She is a fantastic entrepreneur with a women's networking organization that we often refer to as On Purpose Woman Community. For years, it was known as On Purpose Networking for Women, and now, knowing that the focus of the group is really for women to create community, the name is On Purpose Woman Community. And certainly, Ginny Robertson is doing an awesome job of face-to-face meetings here in Maryland. I think there are now 8 each month in different parts of the state. There's one in Northern Virginia. And recently she started 3 online Zoom.com meetings with our friend Catherine Yarbrough in Florida. And that is open to any of our paid members. And then there's one a month that's open to any woman anywhere in the world. Because Ginny's focus really is to connect women around the world with their gifts, their ideas, giving them a safe place where they can discover and explore their gifts, experiment with those ideas, create community, help others, and achieve a self-defined success. Now, for some folks, they've been listening to my shows about taxes and wealth and other things, and I announced that Ginny was having an annual conference this October. That has been postponed till the spring. She really wants to get some specific speakers in here. Some of them are coming from out of state, and certainly due to recent things in terms of Harvey and Irma and other catastrophes, we are just postponing the October conference until the spring. So stay tuned. Check out JinnyRobertson.com for more information. As details come up and rooms and hotels are booked, we'll certainly let you know. So go to JinnyRobertson.com, JinnyRobertson. I'm really looking forward to the spring conference. It's been ironic that last year I was traveling during the conference time and the year before I was sick during the conference time. So I'm really looking forward to being able to go to the next conference. And thanks for sharing the information with Ginny. Go to her website. She also has a online magazine that she has been publishing. Now, they have taken a break while they changed printers and did a couple of different things, but On Purpose Woman Magazine. Ginny is also a fantastic seminar and workshop speaker. So take a look at all the things that Ginny has available to us. I also give a big shout-out to Jane Rainier, Lucky Dog Wellness, and that's L-U-C-K-I-E, dogwellness.com. Jane is a canine wellness specialist, and she is doing awesome things to help folks with their dogs, especially elderly dogs, to be more comfortable and get a better quality of life. And there's so much more to Jane. Check out her website. Now, there have been some sad stories coming out about some poor organization through the Red Cross. However, their blood donation is probably the best organized in the world, and due to all these recent catastrophes, the fires in the west, northwest, the hurricane in Texas and the Gulf Coast, and now the whole mess with Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Louisiana, Alabama, there are so many areas that are in dire need of blood donations, please consider donating blood at your local hospital or through the American Red Cross. All right, let's see if we can jump into today's show. And we're going to be talking again about gut health. It is something that certainly has been on my mind a lot, and that is, do we eat things that we shouldn't? Or do we eat things that, you know, we're told that they're healthy for us, but they may not always be healthy for us? I know certainly my body has its own weird connection of what is acceptable for me to eat. And then there are some things when I eat it, I don't care how natural it is or how healthy it's supposed to be, there are times when my body says, nope, you're not going to eat that, at least not be happy after you've eaten that. Whether it's my stomach that's responding, or in some cases ulcerating my mouth, or causing migraine headaches, there are all kinds of things that happen when people eat what we are being told by the general society that this is good and healthy for you. Certainly, if you Google the idea of gut health, you certainly get a lot of information about microbiome roles that play within our body, certainly in terms of autoimmune diseases, heart disease, cancer. There are all kinds of impacts in terms of what we eat. So we really need to be conscious of what it is that we're doing to our bodies. Think about this. You sit down at a friend's party and they have good, healthy snacks. And then when you really look at what's on the table, it might be something that is full of sugar or possibly full of salt. Or in my case, it might be something that's on this list in my pocket that says, if you eat this, you're going to get a headache. If you eat this, you're going to get ulcers in your mouth. If you eat this, you're going to feel nauseated. Do you have that kind of a list? Do you have your stomach telling you, you really shouldn't be eating this kind of stuff? It's really something we need to think about. Now, one of the articles that I brought up on a website called PubMed.gov, and when you have a government site, you hope that what you're reading is pretty much, you know, accurate, good information, and this is coming out of NIH. Autoimmune disease are characterized by tissue damage and loss of function due to an immune response that is directed against specific organs. The review is focused on the role of impaired intestinal barrier function on autoimmune pathogens. Together with the gut-associated lymphoid tissue and the neuroendocrine network, the intestinal barrier with its intercellular tight junctions control the equilibrium between tolerance and immunity to non-self antigens. So it gets a little technical here about what we're talking about, but certainly those words of balance, equilibrium, tolerance, immunity, these are things that we all have to look at. Are there things that we are genetically susceptible to? I know there are certainly a large number of people in my family that have a reaction to red grapes. We used to tease about it when we were kids because my grandmother had a red grapevine in the yard. We used to play running in and out of the grape arbor. We certainly dodged the bullet with the bees we certainly dodged a bullet with the snakes that liked the grapes. But there were certain ones of us that actually got sick from eating the grapes. And again, we used to tease, oh, well, you just ate too many. Now, whether you ate 1, 3, 5, or 50, you were getting sick from these grapes. You could not eat these grapes. I had an uncle who swore it was because we didn't take the grapes off the vine and wash them first. Well, wait a minute. There are 5 of us. 4 of them have eaten the grapes right off the vine, no washing, no anything, and they were fine. And I would eat them, and I would get sick. My head would hurt, my stomach would hurt, and I learned very early on that I could not eat red grapes. And, of course, I had to test the theory. Did I get the same reaction from green grapes? And I didn't. I can eat green grapes just fine. I don't get a headache. I don't get a stomach. But if I eat red grapes, I do. And basically, there are some people that have a similar reaction to the wine that we make from the grapes. Some people can drink red or white wine, and some people cannot drink the red wine. Is there something about whatever makes it red that our bodies are reacting to? There are so many details about our gut that really make you wonder what the deal is. So it's really worth our time and our effort to look these things up. Are there some autoimmune responses? Are there some genetic responses? Do we have, as I was just reading, these membranes and whatever in our intestines that are weak and are leaking into our body, and the items are not going where they should be going? Are there things that we need to do? Now, there are a couple of doctors that have been doing some research, and, you know, there's all kinds of information out there. Again, some people agree that it's absolutely accurate, and then there are some people that say, no, there's, you know, just a bunch of malarkey about this and that you don't really need all this. But for people who have these issues when they eat, they might want to look at Dr. Axe, A-X-E, who does a lot of food medicine research. Leaky gut syndrome is a rapidly growing condition that millions of people are struggling with and don't know it, or they know something's wrong, but they don't know what it is. And so from the sound of it, you might think leaky gut syndrome only affects the digestive system. But in reality, it can lead to many other health problems. Certainly the cause of food allergies, low energy, joint pain, thyroid disease, autoimmune conditions, and slow metabolisms can be all linked back to symptoms of leaky gut. So there are some information on here of what leaky gut is, and again, it's where that digestive tract network of tissues might have some small holes or some weak spots where things leak into parts of your body that damage the system and don't go where they need to go. So intestinal inflammation, autoimmune disease, cause GI issues and other food intolerances, and then you may have that immune response that we call allergies. And then there is the fact that we don't necessarily absorb the nutrients from the food that we're eating. And this one particular article I was reading to get ready for the show was looking at vitamin B12, magnesium, and iron. And it was amazing to me because B12 we tend to think of as our energy vitamin. Magnesium is something that greatly impacts my heart rate, whether I have heart spasms. Magnesium and potassium actually are two things that I know that I need to eat on a regular basis to keep my body, my heart specifically, happy. And if I'm eating this and I have this leaky gut and I'm not absorbing these nutrients, I can eat it all day long, but if I'm not absorbing it and I'm just passing it out through my intestinal tract, I'm not doing my body any good. And then iron is one of those things that we all talk about in terms of our good, healthy red blood. Well, too much iron can create problems for people. Too little iron can cause trouble for people. So you have to, first of all, figure out, do you have leaky gut? And if you do, what can you do about it, if anything? Certainly leaky gut can be impacted by the various toxins that we put in our body, certainly by stress, that's no big surprise. Even drugs that we take to make us healthier can cause these problems. And then there are some pathogens and organ malfunction that can also create problems, especially when it comes to inflammation. And as I said, it can easily cause food intolerance, immune system reactions, and especially talking about allergies, allergic reactions, and then the autoimmune problems. So think about this. Leaky gut leads to inflammation throughout your system and can cause things like bloating, thyroid condition, fatigue, joint pain, skin issues, digestive problems, weight gain or weight loss, and then there are the headaches and the food sensitivities or allergies. That's a long list of impact of what our stomach, our leaky gut, is creating. Certainly when it comes to being sick a lot or having these reactions, you could be talking about impact on your brain in terms of depression, anxiety, even ADHD. There are certainly lots of studies coming out about ADHD. People who are overactive, hyper kids especially, and really seriously taking a look at what they eat. It's not just a matter of high sugar. It's whether or not their body is actually absorbing the nutrients that it needs. When it comes to skin reactions, you can certainly have a ton of acne, rosacea, eczema, psoriasis. There are so many things that what we eat impacts who we are, how our bodies are, and whether or not it's related to what we're eating. Think about this in terms of your sinuses in your mouth. Do you get frequent colds? Is it because you're not absorbing the nutrients you need? Do you have food sensitivities? I certainly know that over the past 50 years, I have developed some food sensitivities. I certainly tease with my grandchildren that, well, I've eaten my lifetime share of this. I guess I can't eat this anymore. And it sounds like a funny thing, but it really isn't. Certainly, for somebody who grew up loving chocolate, and chocolate being such a big part of today's world, I don't care what party I ever go to, there has to be probably at least one, if not five, different things of chocolate. You have cookies, you have cakes, you have candies. Easter, Christmas, Valentine's Day, chocolate, everything. And I can't eat chocolate anymore. It's something that we really certainly need to take a look at in terms of what we are doing to our bodies. When it comes to our joint health, are we developing more and more rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, and as I've mentioned a number of times now, headaches? If we're talking about our colon, there are some people who get the constipation, and the others that get the diarrhea, and then there are certainly those that have the irritable bowel syndrome. And then there's the overall fatigue. If our adrenal glands are not getting what they need, they're going to be telling your body you're not getting what you need. One of the biggest warning signs that you may have leaky gut, according to Dr. Axe, can be that you're experiencing multiple food sensitivities. Partially digested protein and fat can seep through your intestinal lining, making their way into your bloodstream, and they cause that allergic reaction. So then you take a medicine and you deal with the allergic reaction. But it doesn't solve the problem. It actually doesn't even necessarily identify the problem. So then you go out and you eat the same thing again, and the same thing happens, and then you take the allergic reaction medication again. No, we need to figure out what foods are causing these problems, and then we need to also figure out, is there a way to improve our leaky gut? So there are four main causes, according to Dr. Axe, that cause leaky gut: poor diet, chronic stress, toxin overload, and that can be from all the medications we eat to all kinds of things. And then there is the bacterial imbalance. And we need to look at all those things. We certainly now have probiotics and pre-probiotics and anti-nutrients and all kinds of things that we're taking, trying to deal with reactions when we really need to be looking at the food. So there are these anti-nutrients or nutrient blockers called phytates and lectins. Lectins are sugar-binding proteins that act as a natural defense system for plants that protect them from outside invaders like mold and parasites. This is good news for plants, but bad news for our body. Our digestive lining is covered with sugar-containing cells that help break down the food. Lectin gravitates towards that area, and when they attach to your digestive lining, it damages your gut and causes inflammation. There has certainly been a lot more information recently about sugar. Sugar actually digests in our body and creates the hormone estrogen. Estrogen has been known to be linked to cancer. So there is so much information that we really need to learn about our stomach, our intestine, our GI tract, gastrointestinal tract. What are we eating? What are we absorbing? What are we not absorbing? What is causing these leakages? You know, do we have tight junctions in the intestinal wall, or do we have these holes where all this nutrient just go right into the bloodstream and wash away? What are we eating that really is healthy, and what isn't? And what can we do about it? Are there things that we need to be eating that we're not? And then there are things that we're eating that we shouldn't. And you really need to talk to your doctor about your body, and you need to keep track of these food reactions. You need to know, are you eating too much or too little of this, that, or the other thing? Perhaps you need to talk with a dietitian. Some of the lectins in foods that cause leaky gut might be wheat, rice, and soy. We've been told for years now that soy is this great health food, but not always, not for some people who cannot properly digest it. Sprouting and fermenting grains reduce the phytates and lectins, making these foods easier to digest. GMOs and hybrids tend to be the highest in lectins since they have been modified to fight off bugs. But again, when we start messing around with nature and we're modifying things, is that good for everybody or only for a few? While we're fixing these people over here, are we damaging people over there? You need to be looking at these things. We need to be looking at things that are being destroyed through pasteurization, which was started to make us healthier. When you pasteurize certain things, it makes sugar, like lactose, difficult to digest. You might not be able to drink cow's milk. You may need to drink goat's milk. I know several babies had that issue when my daughter was born. And I prayed and thanked God every day that my daughter did not have that digestive problem. Sugar also will feed the growth of yeast and candida and bad bacteria, which again further damages your gut. You really need to be looking at what you're eating in terms of the sugar. You really need to be looking at chronic stress. We hear about stress all the time, to the point where we ignore it quite a bit, and we have to stop ignoring it. We really need to be looking at good, balanced diet. What is good bacteria? What is bad bacteria? What foods do we eat that cause headaches? We need to have a four-step plan that really just sounds like good common sense. Remove foods and the factors that damage the gut. Replace it with good, healing foods. Learn what we can do to repair any damage that's been done. And then really look at this whole idea of probiotics and make sure we have a balance. Not too much, not too little. Don't be eating foods that are causing inflammation, that are causing the leaky gut to get worse. Take a look at and think about, we are going to be talking more about looking at the leaky gut. So leaky gut is important. More information is needed. And we will certainly be talking with someone who's been doing a lot of research and investigation about the gut, and looks like we're going to be doing a show with Eileen Pearson on September the 18th or after that, as soon as we can come up with a good date and time. So thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey. Certainly listen to this show, think about it, research it, talk to your doctor and your family and your friends, and see if there are things that you can do, should do, must do to improve your stomach health, your gut health. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to give a big shout out again to Ginny Robertson for being my airtime sponsor, for connecting women around the world to their gifts, their purpose, and each other. Certainly for giving them a safe place where they can get together face to face, and now on Zoom.com or on the phone, doing teleconferencing, doing all kinds of really good outreach to help women, especially entrepreneurs, get their act together, figure out who they are, figure out what they want to do, and then to do it well. Thanks a lot to Jane Rainier for all the help she's been giving me. We just stuffed some goodies into some bags for our luncheon tomorrow at Green Turtle at White Marsh. So if you're local and you're not doing anything tomorrow for lunch, please come to the Green Turtle at White Marsh. We're doing a fundraiser. I normally do it in October. I won't be around then because I'm doing a little bit of vacationing, and certainly want to raise a little money that the Cancer Support Foundation can then give to patients who are in treatment who are having difficulty making ends meet. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey. Remember, the show has been recorded and replay is available 24/7. Probably in about 10 minutes or so, the replay will be available. Thanks a lot. Take care.